How to Tell Anything, written by Jimmy Andrews, featuring real confessions from around the world. Narrated by Emma Wills.
There's a brief moment, right before confession, when you just want to turn and run. In all honesty, it can be torture. And the longer it takes the person ahead of you to confess, the stronger the feeling to back out. Right before you decide to leave, the confessional door opens, and it's your turn. Not everyone believes in the Catholic way. I get asked all the time, why not just talk to God yourself? Often the people we have wronged are already gone. Or those who have hurt us might never reach out to make amends. And then there's all those secrets we keep to ourselves.
Father of mercies, through the death and the resurrection of his son.
All I can tell you is, there's something very liberating about telling another human being the things you are sorry for having done. Even more so are the words of absolution and being forgiven.
Through the ministry of the church, may God give you pardon and peace, and I absolve you from your sins.
I always cry afterwards.
In the name of the Father,
and I'm always relieved that I got down on my knees and followed through.
Amen.
Chapter 1, Larry's Guilt.
Father, I don't remember how I'm supposed to do this. And truth is, I've never done one before. Forgive me if I don't exactly follow the rules. I would like to tell my wife I'm sorry for having killed our daughter. I was drinking again. We split up over 10 years ago, and right after, I stopped drinking, thinking it was probably part of the problem. Of course, our daughter stayed with her mother. On occasion, she would visit me, and I started back recently doing that, but during the COVID lockdown, I went a long time without seeing her. And during the COVID lockdown, I don't know if it was from depression or loneliness or just looking for an excuse to start back, but I started drinking again. My daughter, our daughter, would come visit occasionally. This past weekend she was with me, and Saturday morning I got up sort of early and started drinking early. She came down a little later and asked me if I would drive her to a nearby town to see a friend of hers. I've always tried to accommodate her because of the time I lost over the past 10 years or so of not being there for her. I always want to do as much as I can for her. So, of course, I told her, yes, I'd be glad to drive her. She got her things together and went to the car. I grabbed a couple of...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?